I made the choice. I made my choice. I wish this morning, I'd give anything in the world this morning, I could make the same choice for each of you. I'd give anything. I wish I could take you by the hand and present you before the Father and say to him, I've made the choice for this one. I have made the choice. I choose that this life shall be wholly used for you at any cost, at any price. Nothing from here on out will matter more than just to be the apple of thine eye. With your smile, dead to self. Two wills having become as one. But I can't go any further with you than I've gone in bearing my own soul. I've never done this before. Never. But if in so doing I can just help one of you young people, just one of you, the choice that you make can shake the world for God. If I can have just one of you make the same choice that I made, just one of you, and that can be the most unlikely person in this place, just one of you, if what I have said and bury my soul will help you to make that choice, you may be the one who will literally shake the world for God. No urging. No begging. It's something you're not compelled to do. It's something that no one can influence you to do. No amount of talking, no amount of argument, no scolding, no doctrine. It isn't much learning. Perhaps not even the word. And it's something even the master won't force you to do. He hasn't forced me to do one thing. It's my choice. And you make the choice. If you'll make that choice, little do you know what he'll do for you. I want you to come and stand right here, not more than 5 minutes. And then you'll be ready to go back to your class again. And I'll pray for you. Come on. I make that choice, Catherine Kuhlman. I make that choice. I make that choice, Catherine Kuhlman. I will make that choice. Coming down here, in this hour, with all of heaven bending low, little do you know, walking down these steps, little do you know, little do you know, God's will for you, little do you know, for
from among you there will be those who shake the nations for God. And I believe that, I believe that, I believe that. I believe that. You're in a position, in the position, where He's training you for that very thing. That's why you're here. But it takes more than just the training. It takes more than just the mental training. It takes a consecration. You've got to make the choice. Wonderful Jesus is the power of the Holy Ghost. From among, oh, and the power of the Holy Ghost, and the power of the Holy Spirit that comes upon me. Standing right here in this chapel this morning, standing right here. Little do these young people know the potentialities. Little do they know the perfect will of God. Little do they know. It's not an hour for compromise. It's not. It's not an hour to live for self. It's not an hour for selfish motive. It's not an hour. It's not an hour. It's not an hour for that. It's a day to be used of the Master. It's an hour to be used of the Master. It's an hour. It's an hour to be used of Him. It's an hour, please, with the Holy Spirit upon you. It's all over this place. It's all over this auditorium, and they're still coming down. And they're still coming down. So...
Thank you.
I believe that every angel in glory is bending low. For out of this gathering this morning, I promise you something. I give you the word of prophecy from out of this group this morning. There will be young people who will shake the nations for God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There are